Your soldier is very tender, very private, very delicate, and I would be very mindful and careful of your space. So obviously go and have amazing times with men, and then also like really have like amazing intimate times with yourself, where this journey stays very close to your heart and to your womb. Obviously do what you want, but that would be my advice in this moment. To not, because we can, what can happen is we're in a great romance right now. Oof, there's a lot of emotion in my heart as I say that. We're in a great romance. This is a quest for the largest love affair of your life. And we can project that out onto men. And men are such a part of the great love story of life. And in our longing and in our feminine disempowerment, we can project all of that onto men in the masculine for our fulfillment, unconsciously, subconsciously. And one of the ways in which we really bring all of that home to the place where we can literally have the greatest love affairs of our lives is when we really learn to tend to the garden of our own soul for ourselves, with ourselves, so that then we can share it with another being. But if we're trying to inadvertently bring this eros, bring this love affair, bring this awakening of this love affair into relationship with the masculine, maybe like before it's ripe and before it's ready and before it's really installed in us, then we can, it's kind of like we're leaking something, or we're losing something of the power of our own soul. So by all means, go and have amazing times with men, go and do it. And it's like not denying that. And you know, your soul is your soul, because all of that can get so misplaced. I mean, it's fine if that, and if that happens, and it's also like just being able to differentiate between these two things is a very powerful thing indeed.